Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, the podcast where we discuss some of your favorite tales, cryptids, monsters, and more, and exactly how they came to be what we know them as today. Welcome to the Cryptid Corner, and as always, I'm your host, Casey. This week, we're going to shake things up a little bit, and we're not going to discuss a creature, but we will be discussing an urban legend, maybe even considered a folklore, if you will. But we're going to be discussing the Seven Gates of Hell, and before we even get started, like, this is, it's catered to, like, a specific location in a certain town, whereas, like, as I was researching, there's, like, you Googled Gates of Hell, and there's the 10 Gates of Hell, the 11 Gates of Hell, and so there's, like, there's numerous different folklore surrounding this, and maybe we'll cover some other ones, but as far as this episode goes, we're just going to be discussing this particular urban legend that is in this town that we'll get into as the episode goes along. So let's just kick it right off. The Seven Gates of Hell, it's a popular piece of urban folklore, like a series of portals in Hellam. I think that's how you say that. It's Hellam. It's a town it's a township which they say that these portals open an entrance to the fiery pit below, like it's a gateway to hell, and there are many different tellings of the tale, though one of the more popular versions links the gates to like a former insane asylum on the outskirts of the town. The Hellam Township was founded in 1739, and it's a pleasant little like backwater in the corner of it's in the corner of York, Pennsylvania. It boasts like rich forestry, lakes, wildlife, and waterfalls, although residents are somewhat less thrilled by the presence of an alleged hellgate in their township. So the story, it like there's several different variations, like we said before, but you know, one of the ones that is common describes a fire at an insane asylum that was like supposed to be on the outskirts of the town, and it supposedly happened in the 19th century, which it allowed the dangerous inmates to escape running wild. Many of them were recaptured, beaten, or killed. Other tormented souls were trapped inside a series of gates, which they continue to haunt to this day, as the urban legend goes. It is said that the first gate is visible by daylight, and this lies on private land just off the town's Trout Run Road. By night, other gates become visible in this quiet, wooded corner of the township. Passing through all seven will take the visitor straight to hell, and it's reported that nobody has yet passed five and returned to talk about the experience. And so, and that's something that like people really focus on is five. So it's like, even though there's seven supposed gates there, it's always number five that like it's the point of no return. So it's like, even if you don't end up in hell by passing through, you know, five, you're never seen again. So who knows like what the lore behind that really is. Another story deals with like a local doctor, and accounts of whom range from like being eccentric all the way to like psychotic. He is said to have owned the land on which he built like a series of peculiar gates leading deeper and deeper into the forest. And there's several different things like that was said about this. Like there is an actual like physical gate, and they're saying that that's the first one that's visible by daylight. And as far as I know, like it's more or less just to keep people from trespassing on a property is why that gate's actually there. We'll dig into a little bit more about the Seven Gates of Hell when we come back from this break. Welcome back to the Cryptic Corner. The myth of the seven gates to hell, it's actually caused a lot of upset and frustration for like the residents of the Hellam Township, and the township's own website has denounced the stories as nonsense. There was never an asylum on Trout Run Road, while the notorious doctor who did in fact, he did exist, only ever built one gate on his property, as I mentioned before. Other claims that Hellam Township was named after hell itself, they're also dispelled. The name of the town, like it's like I said before, it's got hell in the name, so it's Hellam, Hellam, but the name it comes from like a corruption of the Hallamshire, an area of South Yorkshire in England. So it's just like a variation, and try as people might like the visitors and stuff to dissuade visitors. Try as they might, like the townspeople, to try and dissuade visitors, Hellum Township still receives its fair share of Hellseekers, like, as well as, like, numerous satanic cults who reportedly use Hellum as a meeting place from time to time, and there have been numerous instances in which residents, like, they're calling the police as visitors trespass through private land in search of the gates, and so it actually causes, like, a lot of issues with people not going to the proper channels, you know, asking permission to be on certain property lines, and wandering around at night in the dark, and it's a very dangerous thing, and so there are some things that you should know before trying to go. I know, like, it's something that I would like to see and would like to do someday, but unfortunately I don't have that kind of time. Actually, aside from recording the podcast, I do have a day job, and I that's 6 days a week for me, and I'm also married and I have a young daughter, she's 5, so my life is packed full of, you know, bustling things going on, not complaining whatsoever, but I just stay pretty busy, and so there's no way I'll just be able to, you know, hop on a plane and go, yeah, go check this out. I was able to, you know, as stated in previous episodes, and is actually the topic of a previous episode, I was able to visit the Devil's Tramping Ground. That was only because it was fairly local to me, and it's in the state that I actually live in. So, you know, that I would love to invest time to be able to go debunk some of these places or just visit them to see them for myself. You know, that would be amazing. And maybe one day, as the podcast grows, it will, you know, be able to free me up to do that. I don't know. We'll see what the future holds. But because of, like, some of the stuff, like I said, that you need to know before you go, if you are in a position that allows you to go seek these things out, because of people trespassing on the property, the others have, like, the owners have taken down the gates, so there are no gates at all, like, that can be, you know, noticed as you drive past, like, the cornfield close to where the gates once were. And you roll, like, if you roll down your windows and stop on the side of the road and be patient, even though it's a hot day and no wind's blowing, you feel a cool wind blowing, like, right into your car, is some of the accounts, like, that were said. But yeah, so the people were removing gates from their property lines and stuff like that because it was an issue with people coming and thinking, oh, this is one of the 7 gates to hell. And I wasn't able to find a lot of information about the like differences between the different gates, aside that number 5 was kind of the point of no return, as we mentioned previously. And I haven't pulled together the pictures yet, and so this week is probably going to be really, really underwhelming as far as, like, the photographs. Yeah, I'm living in a different era. The pictures are going to be a little less exciting this week, probably, for this episode. I'll probably just include, like, some photos of the town Hellum, and maybe a link to, like, their website or something on the Facebook, but it's going to be fairly underwhelming. But speaking of, like, the York County, like, Hellum in that area, like, I was kind of curious if they had, like, other urban legends that were going on. So here are two of the most popular for that area. A worker on the Columbia Wrightsville Bridge fell as cement was being poured to form one of the bridge supports. His body was not retrieved. His shoe print can be seen in one of the supports to this day. And there's the sinkhole. There's another one. That's the sinkhole that swallowed a bulldozer or a steam shovel years ago. Well, let's see, I think I had two. Well, the sinkhole that swallowed a bulldozer or steam shovel years ago. I mean, I guess there's some more. I could probably look into that because I didn't record a lot about that. But yeah, so supposedly there's the Columbia Wrightsville Bridge. It may supposedly be haunted because a construction worker got trapped in there. That's really terrible. He's a part of the bridge now. He's one with the bridge. But yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of information aside from, you know, people's personal accounts of going to Hellum and searching for the gates themselves. But, you know, I'm not going to put, without permission or hearing it firsthand from someone, I'm not going to just drag somebody's experience from the internet and put it in here because I don't know the person and their credibility and things like that. So I don't want to, you know, put it out there as something that I believe that person experienced, even though I don't know them. So that's all we have regarding the 7 gates of hell in the Hellum Township of Pennsylvania. Is that? Yeah, I believe it's in Pennsylvania. I got mixed up already because it's in the corner of York, Pennsylvania. So I keep wanting to think it's in New York for some reason, but yeah, once again, that's all we have this week. And well, I will say that the merch new merch design is coming along really well. I'm talking to the graphic designer, you know, on a weekly basis, trying to get some things mapped out. And like I said, there will probably be a new thumbnail, a new banner to go along with that to try and, you know, spruce up the web store a little bit. Speaking of which, if you're interested in getting any merch for, like, to show your support for the Cryptic Corner, you can find the merch store at crypticmerch.com. And as I said, me and the graphic designer are currently working on a new design that I hopefully you guys are really going to like, and I'm excited to see it. It's coming along really, really well. I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out. So for the new listeners, you can find the Cryptic Corner on Facebook using the handle at the Cryptic Corner. And as I previously mentioned, we do post a photo album every week that kind of shows like some photographic depictions of the creature, the entity, or the lord, and things related to what the episode was about. And this week might be a little underwhelming because it's an urban legend. There's not really like a lot of depictions of these gates. I'll try to pull together what I can, just that way I don't leave nothing. If you'd like to be a guest on the show or share an experience, like you can always reach out to me. Or if you just, you know, want to comment on something I said in the show that needs to be corrected, or something that you'd like to hear more of, you can always contact me either through messaging on Facebook, and once again, you can find the Cryptic Corner using the handle at the Cryptic Corner, or you can just shoot me an email directly to kcrypticcryptic@gmail.com, and that's Casey as in Casey. And yeah, if you're enjoying the show so far, just be sure to, you know, rate and review it. It's going to help grow the show tremendously, and I'm appreciative of the ratings and reviews. There's not a whole lot, but hopefully that'll grow as we go along, and I'm appreciative for the ones that we do get here at the Cryptic Corner. And you know, it's all about the fans and the community that really keeps this thing going. And I love sharing these stories, and I love researching it. So it's something I plan on doing for a long time. Once again, this oh yeah, so if something that I'm really adamant about is Audible, because it's a great place to get audiobooks, and also it's a place that you can consume podcasts as well. And I've actually been switching over to using Audible as the place I go to listen to my podcasts, if not Apple Pods. You know, it's just, it kind of varies, but I've been using Audible a lot more recently. And if you sign up for a free trial at Audible, they actually give you a voucher for one free ebook of your choice or whatever, and you get to keep it whether you choose to go through with a full subscription with Audible or not, which is awesome. You know, so that way if you decide, hey, this isn't for me, you'll always have that free audiobook that you get just for signing up for the trial. And that's a 30-day free trial you can go through, and just you know, you have access to thousands of different podcasts, thousands of different ebooks and authors, and it's a great tool to find that sort of content. So if you're interested in signing up for Audible, you can use my custom URL link, which is www.audibletrial.com/thecrypticcorner. One more time, that's www.audibletrial.com/thecrypticcorner, and that'll get you started with your 30-day free trial and your free voucher for your ebook. Until next week, guys, stay creepy.